This is Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. All Medicine Bow, Route National Forest, and Thunder Basin National Grasslands are in Stage 1 fire restrictions as of today. This includes National Forest System lands in Route, Moffett, Rio Blanco, Jackson, Grant, and Garfield counties. Kites were flown at Whistler Park Monday morning to remember the victims who died 1 year ago on October 7th in Israel. Kites for Peace was organized by Har Mishpacha, the Jewish congregation of Steamboat Springs. Here is Rabbi Colby Morris Dahari.
Looking around, this is a very hard day for many in our community, and looking around at the people who show up for us, it's really remarkable.
Kites for Peace was also hosted by STAND, that's Steamboat Team to Disrupt Anti-Semitism and Discrimination. Also, Steamboat Springs Police and other local religious leaders were there. Steamboat Springs City Council meets tonight, 5 o'clock. The city attorney will have an ethics code update. Craig City Council meets tonight. A police report is scheduled. The meeting starts at 6:30 in council chambers. Fifth graders at Ridgeview Elementary in Craig learned about the flag from local veterans Monday. Tara Garber is the senior vice commander and adjutant at the Craig VFW Post 4265.
We came today to help guide the fifth grade students in the proper technique for lowering and raising the flag and how to fold it, and giving them some education on proper flag etiquette, because they're our future, and if they don't learn it and don't learn it correctly, then our future generations are not going to know how to do it.
Ray Beck showed the fifth graders his father's flag, who served in World War II in the Army.
This is all about teaching the kids the significance of the American flag and what it means to us as citizens and to the United States of America.
Voting has started for the board of Steamboat Springs Winter Sports Club. Only eligible voters involved with the club can vote. One position's open. Four people are running. They are Larry Bivick, Brian Harvey, Rob Prodan, and Willis Wodnick. Voting closes 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Wednesday, October 16th. Registration's open if you want to decorate a tree for the Festival of Trees in Craig. This year's theme is Christmas movies. Email info@craigchamber.com for more information on participating. Check out what's happening in the Apa Valley. That's all on the community calendar on our website. And that's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. You can read it for yourself at KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.